Hey world, this is Chris Cordes here. We're going to talk about how people become serial killers. Now, I have interviewed many psychiatrists about this, and let's break it down. Well, most serial killers are white males, aged 20 to 40. How do they become serial killers? Well, it starts at a very young age. When they're 14, 15, 16, the first sign is they like to torture and kill animals. So cats or dogs or rodents. Jeffrey Dahmer, he killed a dog when he was a kid. He dissected it and he hid the bones underneath his pillow. You have other serial killers that have done the same thing. So it starts off at a young age. Then the urge becomes stronger. They want to kill people. Why? Why do they want to kill people? Because they like to feel the control over people. What turns on a serial killer is the suffering and death of another human being. It's like a high for them. It's like someone who's addicted to drugs. They can't stop it. There is one phrase that every serial killer says, and it never changes. They say that this is the exact phrase that they use. They say, "I couldn't stop it. It was like an addiction." So what are they? Are they mentally ill? No, they're not. They're psychopaths. They're sociopaths. They feel no remorse. And for them, women, men, children are like objects. For them, it's a pleasure to kill. It's a pleasure to have sexual encounters with these people. So serial killers have started a long time ago. This is not a new invention. Nowadays, we don't hear much about serial killers, because they're caught on their first act. Because of nuclear DNA, it's easy now to stop serial killers. Most serial killers hide behind their laptops nowadays and they prey on their victims online. So be very careful when you go on these dating apps. When you're on Facebook and you get a Facebook request, that's a gut feeling. You should say no, that's a red flag. Don't do it. Serial killers feed on your fear. That's what they enjoy the most, the control part. For some of them, it's not just a sexual thing. It is the control. They like to feel like they're in control. And it's something they cannot stop. They have to do it until they are caught. You have John Wayne Gacy. John Wayne Gacy was a serial killer. You have so many. The Long Island serial killer was not caught yet. The Zodiac killer was not caught yet, while he died of old age. But you have many serial killers, like so many, especially in the 80s, in the 70s, and in the 90s. And these serial killers, like Ted Bundy, are very vicious in their sexual acts, their sexual fantasies, and they blame it on pornography, which is an excuse. Ted Bundy was probably one of the biggest serial killers, but he didn't kill as much as Charles Cullen. Charles Cullen was a nurse, and he killed over 400 people, and he was caught in 2004, I think. He enjoyed the act of killing helpless people in the ER. You should watch the movie The Good Nurse. It is a true story about Charles Cullen. And so there are many others, so many. I'm not going to go into details about every serial killer, but they have their urges, and they cannot stop. And people who hear about their crimes and what they have done, they say, oh, that person's crazy, that person's nuts. But no, they're not nuts. They're psychopaths. They're sociopaths. And the only way for them to be stopped is to be caught. And some of them get the death penalty, and some of them don't. They get life forever in prison. Look at Son of Sam, David Berkowitz. He killed a lot of people with a gun. He would shoot women that are brunettes, and he terrorized New York. Women were scared to go out. They would wear blonde wigs because he would only shoot brunettes. He blamed it on a satanic cult. And then afterwards, he retracted that and said that he made all that up just so he can give himself a name. You should have seen him the day he was caught. Photographers everywhere, photographers and people everywhere. And what was he doing? He was smiling. He was so happy with the limelight. He was so happy to be famous. A lot of these serial killers want to be caught because they want to be famous. Because they have something in them that's also missing. The attention. They probably had a bad childhood too. A father who is an alcoholic, a mother who is abusive. And these things can affect a child. Now, are they born serial killers? Maybe, maybe not. It all depends on the person. That's it for now, and we'll be back after the break.